Is opening day the best day in baseball? I think it is. Welcome to Iron Pigs Today, your daily game day podcast, covering everything going on with the Iron Pigs. My name is Cram, your old buddy from the top level of the minors and from the Noise Nation in days gone by. Opening day is just a magical day, isn't it? I mean, there are other good days in baseball. There's the All-Star Game, plenty of pageantry there, and people lining up and bunting and all the good stuff. And baseball's really the only All-Star Game that's worth a shake these days. The other sports haven't gotten it as right as baseball has. The opening game of the World Series also pretty special, but more special for the two teams that are really in it. So that brings us back to opening day. Every team's in it, and every team's ready to win something. And it's the spring. Seasons are changing. It's a new beginning, and it really is special. The Iron Pigs open up at home this year. This is the first game of the season for them. I asked one time, I had an interview with Kurt Landis, the general manager of the Iron Pigs, and I asked him, you know, would you rather open up true opening day, the first game of the season, when everybody's really, really excited for baseball? Or would you rather wait and have the team on the road, have a little extra time to get the stadium ready, and open up the second week of the season? And his answer for me was May 1st. So really, I think all about the weather, but we'll face that this weekend. But it'll be a little cold. It'll be very windy, but we'll tough on through to enjoy some baseball again. This is the 16th season of Iron Pigs baseball, 17th season of the Iron Pigs, but of course we lost a season in there. Today, starting pitcher for the Iron Pigs is Tyler Phillips. He pitched last year for Reading and for the Iron Pigs. He had 16 starts in Reading to a 5.03 ERA, 9 starts with the Iron Pigs, 4.69. He had good marks in spring training, even if the numbers don't suggest it. The last outing I saw in Major League spring training, he got abused a little bit by the Pirates down in Pirate City. The O'Neill Cruz had a couple home runs in that game, and luckily the Red Sox affiliate today in town does not have an O'Neill Cruz, as far as I know. I think a good marks that he got in spring training, in Major League spring training. Part of the reason he earned the job of opening day starter, probably. We don't have a predicted starter for the Woo Sox. I hate calling them that. Let's just call them the Red Sox. Richard Fitz, though, is a number 12 prospect for the Red Sox. He was originally a 6th-round pick out of Auburn for the Yankees. He pitched all last year for the Yankees at Double-A Somerset. 27 starts with a 3.57 ERA. He's a big guy who can bring it. And if he is the starter today or maybe some other time this weekend, he'll be an interesting prospect to watch. The Red Sox affiliate does not have a ton of prospects on the team. A couple of middle infielders that run fast and this big pitcher. And I think that's about it. At the park today, the game time is 6:05, which is a little different. Kind of surprised me. I thought maybe 7:05 or even 6:35, 6:45, our normal early season game time start. I thought all of those things, but I was wrong. 6:05. All of the gates, the center field gate, the main plaza gate, and the club gate all open at 4:00 today. Expect some lines to get in as people rush to get in early, but also new security procedures start today. Metal detectors, walk-through metal detectors, will be at every entrance, and you'll be expected to take things out of your pockets and that sort of routine that you've experienced at other parks and arenas. There will be hand scanning available for folks that can't walk through the scanners. There'll be some learning curve. I expect that the security personnel at the gates will be team employees, team security that we normally see at the park. Not an independent outside firm like the Phantoms used for a while, PPL Center used, because they have other events too. So they brought in outside security one time, and that didn't go well. But I expect it to be a little bit better with team employees. And but that should slow things down a little bit today. So expect some lines there. Expect some lines at the concessions as well, as people haven't had ballpark food in a number of months, and it'll be time to get some today. And the stands themselves might be a little bit slow because they're getting into their own routine. So be patient and maybe eat ahead of time if you want to be a little advanced, so you don't have to spend the game standing in line. Giveaway today. There is a retro drinking glass, and I wondered what that meant, retro. Does it mean like a hand-blown glass with bubbles in it from the 1930s? No, it means a glass with some screen printing on it, like you might have gotten at McDonald's back in 1979. Except for this is Iron Pigs, and it is sponsored by Service Electric, and it's kind of neat. So get there early and get yourself a nice drinking glass. Other things to expect today. I expect some extra entertainment. The festivities will be extra special, so you'll find some musical entertainment. You'll find some other strolling entertainers about the park today. So that'll be making it a little bit extra special. We'll be right back here on the other side to answer the I Get questions. And we're back. I get questions. So if you'd like to participate in the questions segment, you can, of course, contribute something if you're up to it. You can find me on social media at Cram207 or Cram209 or Cram something. And you can ask publicly or privately via direct message, or you can email cram@toplevelminers.com and do it that way. So send them in if you feel like it. If not, I'll just walk around and ask people stuff if they have any questions. So the question I got the most last couple of days was, what's new at the park? There should be some new stuff for us. The Iron Pigs are really good at keeping things fresh. And what can we expect that's new? We already talked a little bit about the security. There's going to be the metal detectors, and we'll have to navigate and learn all the ins and outs of that, and the stadium staff will too. I don't expect it'll be a problem. It happens at every other baseball stadium, every major league stadium at least, and every arena. So it shouldn't be a big deal once we get in the swing of it. The other new thing that you might notice as you walk in, if you walk in the west entrance, or if, as you're walking around the concourse, formerly there was a yogurt bar right at the kind of near the home plate, and right at the corner of the west entrance and the concourse, where you could buy yogurt by the pound. It was a neat thing. You fill up your yogurt. They had different flavors, and you have toppings, all kinds of toppings, and you put it on the scale, and then they tell you how many $20 bills you need to pull out. It is the cups were deceivingly large, and when you've got teenage boys, as I did once upon a time, it can get pricey. But that is no more. It was a neat thing. But now that stand is a full service Rita's, from what I understand, having all the, not just the Italian ice, but the custards and the mixes and all the fancy stuff. There should be lines for that one. Just looking at the lines for Rita's over at the arena for the little kiosk they have. I expect, especially as we get towards the summer, there will be some significant lines for the Rita's. So if you see they're open and you see there's no line and you feel like it, yeah, jump in there, because later on in the game you might have to miss a couple innings. There are other new foods that are available at some of the different stands around the park, as well as some new things on the club level bar menu. The bar menu can be found in the park by scanning the QR code at the bar. And then you order from your phone, and they'll bring it right to your seat. They'll bring it to the bar. They'll bring it to a table. They'll bring it anywhere. You have to pay by credit card on the app, but it does work quite well as long as they have the staff to carry it out. But so that's kind of cool. The other items around the park you can find on your pigsfoodfinder.com. But also we did a story on it on toplevelminers.com. The new food items, there's some pictures there. It'll tell you where you can find them. We don't have the prices on there yet. We got to figure out what that is. Just going around the park and looking, because it's not on the app or anything. But you can find all the new food items there. One of the new things is beer bats. You've seen those. You've seen them on TV. You've seen them at the other games. We just got them at the end of last season. I believe you can get them in the beer garden. You can get them out at the Clear Bar. And I think at the Oasis out at the Tiki, they'll have them. Those three locations. I don't think they'll have them upstairs. They're kind of cool. They I got one at Reading a couple years ago. They hold, I think, 24 ounces. I don't know if they have refill prices published, but I think they'll refill them for you for a cost, of course. They don't fit in a cup holder. You got to carry them around. But they're still cool, and you get to keep the bat. And as my buddy Rick told me when I got my first one, he said, you're not allowed to swing that thing until you finish the beer. So remember that if you get one of those cool beer bats today. As far as other things around the stadium, I think we'll find some smaller things, things that haven't been published. You'll notice some improvements and some things that have been improved. One of the big things last year, of course, was the updated clubhouses and the facilities for the players. Something that we didn't really get to see, in the off season. I was able to get a tour there over Christmas. The season ticket holders, got tours of the clubhouse areas, and they really did a nice job down there. Much more room for, all those big guys to move around, and a nice gym area, little loft in the gym. That was kind of cool. Really a nice job down there that they did. And there were some plans, there were whispers last season that this year there would be some stadium improvements that were more fan facing, that we would see some improvements in the stadium. I even heard some rumors about what it was going to entail. And we'll talk about that another day, because they are just rumors. And I'd like to get a little bit more information before I start talking about it a lot. But I do look forward to fan improvements, of course. But one of the things that pushed that back was they did a lot of improvements on the warning track this offseason. If you follow Iron Pigs Grounds Crew on any of their social media feeds, they put out some pictures. They redid all the warning tracks all the way around. And back in the day, we used to make fun of other teams, whether it was, especially Wilkes-Barre Scranton, the Yankees there. They always had trouble with the rain. They had a turf field and it wouldn't drain right. And then they put in a natural field and then that wouldn't drain right. And then they didn't know how to use the tarps one day when I was there. They had their problems with the water, and it was fun to make fun of them for that. But last season we had our own problems. Even though everything was state of the art when it was put in over the years, that warning track, everything kind of settled in. Everything got kind of maybe overly packed. Some of the drains got kind of blocked up with silt just from years and years of working, and the drains didn't drain very well. And once that warning track gets saturated, it's like quicksand. And we lost a couple games, if you remember. There were a couple times where we could have played. The rain stopped and the sun came out and the seats were dried off and away we go. But no, the too much water on the field, not playable. They had to bang the games. And that's not something that the Iron Pigs ever want to do, because that means they got to make that up. They got the double headers. It's uncomfortable. And they'd rather have more games than less games. So that was one of the big things this year. And we'll wait till next year to see what they can do for fan facing stuff. So that's it for today. Enjoy opening day. Stay warm. It's going to be windy. And we'll see you out at the park.